No, he's doing two things at once.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Okay, boys.
Boys, whoa. That's not the way to address me.
What?
It's New Age, boys.
Right. Well, I'm glad you've said that, Don, because this is exactly what I wanted to speak to you about. I said boys, and you've immediately jumped in and started to interrupt. Now, Don, we've started this podcast years ago. No, mate. The feedback I get, Don.
Oh, feedback.
First of all.
Yes.
You were eating on microphone last week and they said, could you not eat while we're doing the podcast? Right?
Well, I can do two things with my mouth full. No, talk and eat at the same. Can you do that?
No, Don, please. I'm not having to go at you necessarily.
Oh, no.
Could you not eat while we're doing the podcast? People, all they could hear is you masticating.
What was that word?
Masticating, don't
you? I think that's masticating.
You know what that means.
Chewing your food.
Is that similar to masturbating?
Don, how obvious that I knew you were going to say that, Don.
I'm attempting humour. Now, Michael Christian rang me on the way up here. He said, the podcasts have been very dry. Can you introduce a little bit of humour? Johnny, the pressure's on to lighten this podcast up.
Mick's not angling to come back in.
He's angling. They're all angling to get on this.
So, Don, I'm going to... And Max is here. Hello, Max.
Morning.
Oh, Max, you've been here 5 bloody minutes and you pinched my car park this morning.
Well, no, I just passed my allocated spots.
Now, Max, that is my spot.
Now, Don.
Okay, sorry.
So this is.
Going to move?
Yes, you can.
Bugger off.
It's gone off the rails right from the start. What I'm trying. There was no need to speak to Max about where he parked his car. We're trying to get on to things that don't confuse people. And you interrupting or eating on camera, on microphone, is just annoying. Not only to me, Don, because I'm running this thing, but also to the people listening. And they're the only people we do this for, Don. So.
Can I pull you up there? We do this for the people, do we? I thought we were doing this for you. I'm putting myself out each week for you.
You wouldn't... So, Don, that's a direct lie. You wouldn't...
Bullshit, it's a direct...
You wouldn't put yourself out for me.
I want you to remain relevant in Melbourne.
You come up
and
here...
And you are remaining relevant in Melbourne because of this podcast. All the publicity that you're receiving...
Speaker.
Do you notice, Max, how I'm trying not to have talk over Don while he's interrupting? You've suddenly walked around with half a Roger in your pants.
Half a what?
A Roger.
Half a Roger.
Half firm.
Why would I walk around half firm?
Because you've suddenly got a profile down your little neck of the woods and people come up and say... Oh, Don, we'd listen to the podcast.
But you realise...
But could you not interrupt?
You realise we can't get Rogers anymore?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't particularly want to talk about this. Could we move on?
I was just saying Don's just gets aroused because he comes up here. He's never been in the sort of public eye... For a while, and he gets people come up to him and say, "Oh, Don, we like the podcast," and Don gets half firm when they say that to him.
Is that the problem? Are you getting recognised too often at the Mornington Peninsula?
No, Maxi, you're not like your father who walks around the supermarket in Port Melbourne until Don. He receives a little bit of recognition, and then he's happy. Don. He says, "Oh, what's your name, please? We'll give you a shout out."
Well, I've got a couple of shout outs. I don't need any recognition, thank you. I'm not recognised enough. I wish I wasn't recognised.
No, you.
Don, take your hand away from your mouth, mate, please. Look at you. Well, do you want me to take a photo and put it on the podcast
of what
we're dealing with? Okay.
Do it with your mouth full too, because you can do two things at once. You're like a woman, you can speak with your mouth full.
Well, what?
A woman can do two things at once, Max. You'll realise this as you get older. As you get older,
it's not hard to talk with your mouth full.
Don, understand that
we're going to get on to
workings of the female mind.
We're going to get on to gender realignment and what's going on in this woke world. I wouldn't say, if I was you, that you can do like speaking like a woman, because that's becoming very, very off limits, all that sort of chat, Don. But wait till we get on to our opinion about what's going on. And just take a photo. Put your hand up to your mouth like you normally do. And I'll take a photo of you. Yeah, that's right. That's how you... That is how... I'll just play this. Right. Now, Max.
Shout out.
So that's that, Don.
Shout-outs. Stick to script.
Shut up, Don. Now, Max, it's great to have you in here, mate. Please don't take yourself so seriously. You start to get onto politics and... shut up, Don. I'm running this.
No, this is father and son. This is going to be an argument here.
It's not an argument.
It's not an argument for us. It's just clockwork.
Max started to get into politics with the doctor Sydney. He'll get onto the trade weighted index, the basket of currencies. He's got into the international wheat agreement. We got him in here just to comment on AFL football.
What do you think he's getting? What?
Out of his depth.
Bigger than his boots.
Out of his depth.
Well, you've got to chop him down. Chop him down, Johnny.
He's in here and we're happy to have him, Don.
Oh, are we?
And we've got some news on the AFL.
Turn it up, Don.
He's going to speak about some matters to do with sport, which was originally what he got him in for. But we just want him to stick to his lane. Don't get over the top of his skis, because people say, oh, he's into politics now, is he? So, Don, this is a shout-out to... Now, I saw Luke. Luke.
Finally, a normal name one.
Hey, if you want to talk, put your hand up, Max.
No, Don, it doesn't matter if he wants to talk. It's just we don't talk over one another and we don't necessarily interrupt one another with trivial nonsense that goes nowhere. Oh, great. That's shut him down. Luke, I met him at the Crown Casino, or the Crown Entertainment Complex. I went there for a charity function run by, well, I was invited by Anne Peacock, who is the ambassador. Not an ambassador. She's, what is Anne Peacock at the Crown, Don, do you think? She's the organiser of all those events. She's been there for many years, and since its inception.
You probably know where all the bodies are buried too.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I thought we were keeping
28
it light.
Years, a long time.
How many?
28, you said.
Oh, so you know how long she's been
no,
there.
No, you said 28 years.
I said she's been there since its inception.
Well, it's 28 years.
Oh, so you know that.
Well, it was started...
How did you know? Oh, you knew that, did you?
Well, everybody in Melbourne knows
I that. Didn't know that.
Well, you've learned something.
That's right. How did you know that?
Because I know little things, just like...
Because you know who?
Little things. Yes.
Well,
I know trivia, little bits of trivia.
Maybe Anne Peacock told you herself in a function that we were at.
No.
Where we've been to functions with Anne Peacock?
Yeah.
Well, not a function, really. We went to her father's memorial service. Very, very nicely done.
Oh, shit.
Memorial service.
So you were at Crown.
I just pressed the phone.
You said shit when
I said
that.
Yeah, but I pressed a number on the phone.
Well, don't say that, because people will link that into the comment I just made.
Oh, sorry.
And add on, so 28 years.
Just hold on. I'm trying to bring up a text.
What? Get off your phone.
No, Max, because these are my notes.
Oh, you're not.
So, Don, I was just finishing on Luke at the Crown Casino. Oh, yeah, right. I was there for a charity function for kids' cancer.
Okay.
And it was very, very well done. And you say Anne Peacock's been there for 28 years. Well, I was just saying I've been there. And I met Luke out. He was having a drink. I don't drink, Don, so, but he was out having a drink. And he said, I'm Luke. And he said, I listen to the podcast. I said, I'll write your name down and give you a shout out, which is what I'm doing, Don. And then I was at a function, not the function. I was at a, I went to lunch with Eddie Maguire and Trevor Marmalade.
The old gang.
Well done, Max. The old gang. The old gang. And this man was... Yes, Don?
Why didn't you chastise Max on that occasion when he interrupted you and said the old gang?
It was an aside.
I think there's a little bit of parental favouring here.
nepotism.
There's definitely
you could
not.
Call it that. I do exactly the same thing, get chastised.
You couldn't call it.
This is why the boy's out of hand.
You couldn't call it nepotism, Don, because you don't know what that means. That's why you didn't use that word. A bit of parental favouring. That's called nepotism. Now, Don, he didn't interrupt. I'm not. Don't worry. I'll cut him a new one. I'll slash him a new one if I think so. But he just, it was an aside. He said the old gang back in town, or he didn't say back in town. So and I went. This is the point of me saying why I had lunch with Eddie and Trevor. Very nice trunch down at Ribera's. Did I say trunch? Lunch down at Ribera's. I met a man who sat. This is relevant to you, Don. I didn't recognise him because I've only spoken to him on the phone. Remember a hotel or an organisation called the Spread Eagle. Remember they wanted us to go down and do the podcast in their lounge? Remember that, Don? Remember that? Well, this man who was sitting at another table said, Anthony. He said, Sam, it's Anthony. I said, hello, Anthony. What's funny about that, Don? Can you believe that? I said...
He's really going off.
He's mad.
People, he can't talk as well because he's got a mouthful of food.
People...
don't choke, for God's sake.
People actually say...
Down.
No, I've...
he's gone.
The amount of people... the amount of people who say, Max, is Don serious? I'm... Dr. Fordham, Ben, Dr. Ben from Sydney, he listens to the podcast and he said, mate, when he said, I love the podcast, he said, but please, you've got Don wrong. He is playing you on a break. He is not as silly as you think he is. And I said, oh, really? What was humorous about that,
hello,
Don?
Luke. Hello, Luke.
Luke, Ben.
Ben what? No.
Anthony.
Anthony
was it?
Anthony runs the Spread Eagle, and he got in contact with us and said, would you like to or could we chat about us coming down and doing the podcast at the Spread? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, I'd never met him before, and I saw it. I only spoke
to
him.
So I give you all this business to do, and you never, ever follow up. You're not busy. Oh, God, you're hopeless.
You're a hopeless PA.
You fool of a man, Don. I just said I rang him up following up on your suggestion. I rang him up and I've never met him, so I didn't recognise him. He was sitting at another table with another man. And I said, he said, I'm Anthony from the Spread Eagle. I said, I've spoken to you on the phone. And he was the man. So I'm giving him a shout out because he likes the podcast, and so much so that he thought he would ask us, would we entertain the idea of going down and doing this from the bar or the lounge or down at his pub? And I said, and the reason I said to him that we probably wouldn't is because Don's not au fait with the public. I'm not sure that he'll get on with the public too much. He'll end up abusing them. In this industry, Don, you've got to be affable and pleasant, and you've got to be generous, and you've got to be sort of diplomatic. You're about as diplomatic as an anvil in a crutch. You just say, oh, you browbeat people into a cocked hat, if you know what that
is. Anvil? Anvil?
An anvil.
Is something you shape horseshoes on.
That's
did
right.
You realise
yes,
that? And how can that get in as far as the crutch?
Because they're big, heavy objects, and if you drop them on your balls, Don...
You wouldn't be able to lift them, Johnny.
You wouldn't be able to reproduce anymore because your agates would be squashed beyond recognition. That's why you say an anvil in the... balls. Well, you'd normally. I cleaned it up a bit for my son here. We can't be too blue with the.
Oh no, he doesn't want to know what his father's really like.
So that's the quick shout out to Luke, to Luke and Anthony, right? And then the doc rings up. Now here's a thing: the doc rings up from Sydney. That doctor, Dr. Fordham, and wanted the doctor who we spoke to about the medical marijuana wanted his number. And we've had lots of feedback about the medical marijuana discussion, so much so that I thought, why the fuck are we paying for the medical marijuana?
Why am I on it too?
Why are we paying for it?
I've got to give
it?
You money for
we
that
We should
too.
Be getting Contra. We should be getting the little files of it.
I owe you money for that. You picked it up for me last week. I'm on it.
Don, it's irrelevant.
What do you mean? I do not like owing people.
Okay, well, that's a private conversation. That's nothing to do with the podcast. You'll buy lunch.
Well, I owe you $35.
The medical marijuana was more than that.
What, that bottle, the small bottle?
How much do you reckon the small bottle's worth?
Well, I was told $35.
$250. Yeah. Now, Don, it's very, very good, isn't it?
Well, I've been on it for a week. Anyhow, I'm taking 1 milligram twice a day.
Well, the doc's been...
Is it a milligram of measurement? Fluid? No, that's not right.
So Max, very nice to have you here. I just noticed we're going to intersperse, I think is the word, sport with, or else you're going to sit there like a...
he's doing what you said. He'll answer when you ring the bell.
Now, Max, I wanted to ask, do you think, Max, I noticed the grand final is going to be played at 2:30 p.m. They're resisting the change. The people who run the... How are the people running the AFL going, do you reckon? Seriously, could they screw any more things up if they tried? But at this stage, did you watch the Indigenous round?
One thing at a time.
Okay.
Both of those things, how the AFL is running the game and Indigenous round are topics on their own.
Thank you, Max. Well, what did you think as a millennial?
About the 2:30 start?
Yes.
Well, before the MCG gets redeveloped, I think, which the plans are going through, it should stay at 2:30 because that's what the MCG caters to. It doesn't have the spectacle and nuance of Optus Stadium with all its flashy LED lights and screens and that sort of atmosphere. It can't cater to that, which is what is suited to it at night. So it makes sense for it to go back to its traditional time slot of 2:30.
What, it can't have bright lights and strobe lights during a game?
Not to the extent of what it was seen as the year before at Optus. And I think the year before that at the Gabba, it wasn't nearly as good. It was a nice change, but it wasn't nearly as good as what it was at Optus, which was... did you watch the grand final? I know you don't watch football, but it's the grand final. Did you watch it?
No.
No. Don, you probably wouldn't have?
Yeah, of course I did.
You did? Yep. Did you enjoy all the lights?
I enjoyed the halftime entertainment.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Brisbane or in Perth?
No, I'm talking about in Perth.
Optus.
I walked out at halftime, but I certainly enjoyed the halftime entertainment.
You walked out from where?
There.
Where did you walk? Were
from
you there?
My television.
Oh, fuck. Jesus.
You walked out of your lounge.
Blaspheme, young lad. Oh, sorry, young man.
You walked out from your lounge room.
Yes, at half time.
We thought you were there. You said, I walked out. I got a tram home.
Sat and watched the entertainment in Brisbane. I thought the half-time entertainment was terrific in
Brisbane. When did you walk out from your lounge room then? When did
I sat for the half-time entertainment. If you remember, it was, what's that group, Max, that was playing? Australian group, Geronimo.
Yeah.
Is that the name, or is that their song?
That's their song. I can't remember what their band's name is.
That's a terrific song.
Yeah, when you walked out from the lounge room, where did you walk to?
Neighbour's garden.
I went and made a coffee, and I worked to the kitchen. Walked to the kitchen. Is that all right, Johnny?
And you never came back. You just
I came back when the game started, so I had enough time to make a coffee and then come back and sit down.
So why did you walk out from the
game?
Oh,
shit.
You said you specifically watched it for the halftime entertainment, and then when it came on, you walked out.
There are two games, John, one in Brisbane. I cannot believe we're games. Having this conversation.
Two grand finals?
Two grand finals in two separate years, I think, is what he's sort of alluding to.
Oh, I see. So you're talking about a year apart that you walked out.
Oh, if you were up with it, I wouldn't have to go through and explain. Everybody else is up with it.
I didn't know we were talking about two different...
Well, one game was played in Brisbane 2 years ago, and the other game was played last year in Perth.
Yeah, but I'm asking you about Perth.
I watched the game, Max. I didn't watch the halftime entertainment.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's all right. That's fine.
Don, he asked you... Asked.
Okay.
What?
I thought you mispronounced the word ask the first time.
Ask?
Oh, I don't
know. He asked you... He asked you, Don, what did you think of the night grand final, and he was alluding to the fact that the entertainment was good, and you said, oh, well, when it came on, I walked out, and we thought, oh, you were over there watching it.
Is that an accurate impersonation of me? Oh, I thought, how do you do that one? You're good at Jeff Kennett and Alan Seal, but have you really got me down?
Alan Seal with the Leish Bunch and Moth. We can sprinkle the Leish, Bugs and Moth, Alan Seal. Now, Don, I could do Kevin Hines. hello, viewers. Tonight I'm going to... Hello. No, he said when he signed off on So What, he'd say, all right, till next week, cheerio. And, of course, the old standard, I'll do it again, but people, I know they've heard it. Hello, welcome to So What. Tonight I'm going to pot Iris. And we thought, holy shit, he's moved on to a whole new realm of entertainment here. We sat eyes out like organ stops waiting for him to pot Iris. But Iris never turned up. It turned out to be a big sort of ceramic pot and he'd put plants into it.
No, Iris is a flower.
Or the other time he said he was going to plant rose up against the wall.
Climbing rose.
He said he was going to plant rose up against the wall. We thought, everyone rushed in from the outer rooms. We're glued to our settee watching it. He thought, shit. And rose never turned up. But he had some very nice flowering buds. Oh, and then Alan Shield came in and said, if you want the roses to be good, we'll sprinkle some stuff on them. And then he said, cheerio. Right, Don. So Max asked you, what did you think of the grand final entertainment at night, and would it transfer over to a daytime grand final? And you said you walked out on it, and we immediately thought, Excuse me.
What was that?
Oh, no.
Lost the plot.
Jeez, Breeds, come to the fore.
I'm sorry, everyone. I belched in. Mind you, I can belch on cue if you want me to.
Jeez, I hope you don't start farting.
No, I can do it. I can do that.
That is a pig. That is a pig.
I can do that. I was doing that.
Is that something you learned from school? That's something kids do.
I'm just telling you, I can do that on cue if you wish.
I
cannot
do it. I can do that as well. Is that genetic?
Yeah. So it's only air coming out your mouth. When the air comes out your bottom, it's a little bit different, Don. I wouldn't do that.
It's no different.
It is.
It's both rude.
The air that comes out of your mouth has just come from your guttural area. The air that comes out of your ass has come from your bowels.
It's gone through the upper and lower intestine.
That's right. And
where all the waste food is.
That's right. It has an aroma that you probably wouldn't like to savour.
Well, it's gone past faeces and everything along that line to get to where it is.
Thank you, Don. So when you belch, it doesn't necessarily have an unpleasant aroma.
Which, belching?
Yeah.
So you prefer to...
I'm just showing you I can do it. Now that's a bit crass. I'm sorry. People will get notes in. People will ring in and say,
you'll be caught when you
So, Max, the 230 grand final, you're happy with it. And, Don, you got to think of the kiddies too, don't you?
Why?
And why would they give a holiday? Why would you have a holiday on Friday before the grand final so that no one's at work and no one's going to walk down the grand final?
That was an election promise. You've got to honour your election promises.
Who gave it?
I don't know. A man called DA, Daniel Andrews. And do you think that got him over the line with the voters, giving them a holiday on the Friday?
And cancelling the billion-dollar freeway to placate just a group of electors that got him probably elected? All that sort of stuff.
Did you see him on... I saw him last night on a news grab. He's wanting the $4 billion that he believes that the federal government have kept from Victoria for infrastructure means, and then has a slight dig. Nothing in the coffers, he said, but I don't think there's anything in the coffers. I can't stand the man, mate. I've got to turn the television off.
Did you walk out of the room again?
I did. I just turned him off. I cannot handle him. Why is that?
Well, probably because, yes, Max.
Sorry, can I ask, can we go back to the grand final?
Well done.
You said, think about the kiddies. Do you mean going to the game or watching the game on television?
No, going to the game.
No, well, they wouldn't be going to the game because AFL is doing nothing for them. It's overpriced and there is more and more violence happening at games. It's ridiculous. AFL are only worried about... seizing all their money back that they lost from COVID. It's not an atmosphere for kids, which your son Jack will attest to, because he doesn't want to take his daughters there because of the violence.
Well,
isn't it interesting?
Wait till we get on to daughters playing football with the AFWL. Okay. Man, is
now, Max has come up with something, and it's interesting between the our generations and our outlook. Max believes there should be whiz bang, or said there's whiz bang and this and that at the grand final. He whiz. Likes that.
I didn't I say that.
Well, what did you said about
what
whiz bang?
For what the MCG can host, it makes no sense to have it at night.
Because of the whiz, it's lacking whiz bang. Now, there's a generational gap between the way we look at things. I am not into bloody whiz bang. If I go to the grand final...
You mean the production values of the MC of a game, the entertainment.
That's what Max was alluding to.
You call it the whiz bang, do you?
Or whatever it's called. What is it called now?
Yeah, Optus Stadium. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Okay, you are entertained by the whiz bang. I go there simply to watch the football. I cannot handle the whiz bang.
You said you walked out when it started.
No, at halftime you walked out. When was the last good grand final? Just out of curiosity. When was the last competitive four-quarter grand final? Anyone tell me?
No.
Give me yours, Max.
It was Sydney Hawthorn, the Nick Malcheski goal with 1 minute to go. Okay. That was the last good grand final.
Well, the one that I thought was a game of attrition was Geelong one. And Hawthorn. Had Geelong not gone a bash...
When?
May have under Malcolm Blight.
When? Oh, wow, that's 30 years ago.
That's right, Max. They would have won a grand final. They could have gone the bash in the first 10 minutes, 5 minutes at the most.
But you're an advocate for going for the bash.
Beg your pardon?
You're an advocate for going for the bash.
Well, it's a grand final. Everything's on the line. So the first couple of minutes, you've got, you assert yourself physically, then you start and play the game. And Geelong went for it for too long, for three quarters. They just about overran Hawthorn when they started playing football in the last quarter. To me, that's been the last grand final. And there's been others preceding
that. We had Simon Madden on, and you said a grand final is war. And he said, oh, no, you can't compare a grand final.
He's a different generation
again. Going to war, he said... Our veterans and diggers fought in a war. Don, if you had to fight in a war and go up the Kokoda track, you wouldn't know what a war is, he said to you. He stripped you down, Don, and made you look like a weasel.
Well, I've got to think on that.
No, I know.
It had no effect on me whatsoever.
No, Don, I know what you meant. It is war, but you can say war in one context and war in another, can't you?
Of course you can.
Thank you. You know, never saw his lips move. So you said the number of people. Now, I'm just going to say this because it's not necessarily our opinion. The number of people who have said that they won't let their daughters play AFWL because of the... Don, are you listening to this? Because of the fact that they are groomed... to have some sort of gender re-evaluation about who they are, and there's cliques there with the girls that go out with one another, and then when they change sides, they tend to kick the... you couldn't believe the comments we get.
Sorry, clarification, change sides as in change football teams?
Yes, change football teams. Now, not change sides, they're all on the one side, or half the competition.
No, there's transfers because of the stuff that goes on within the teams.
It's
a bit like RSVP or what's another... I know that dating site. What's the other one?
RSVP.
And what's the other dating site?
Grindr?
Grindr or something. It's a bit like those sites. That's the draft. I'm referring to the women's draft.
I don't think it's like Grindr,
because a lot of them leave clubs because their girlfriend's in the other club.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying.
Or they've had a domestic within that club.
So this is something that doesn't get reported because it's unsavoury and it doesn't do the image of the competition any good, whether there's people watching it or not. Is there anyone watching the AFWL, Max? This is a genuine question. I don't know. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I do watch it. Strangely enough, I would go to the game more than I would watch it on TV. I don't know why. I feel like it's a bit better to watch live. On the TV, it's a bit slow paced. I don't know. I'm just trying to think because it's been.
You've been to AFW.
I've been to more games of AFLW than I have.
You haven't got
AFL.
A life, Max. You've got to get an interest, my friend.
Well, he has an interest. He has
what?
That's why he goes. He has an interest in it. That's what's the question.
A teammate of mine, his daughter was playing in an AFLW.
Hang on. I'm not going to get roasted on this. What else am I going to watch during that time? It's in the summer. There's no cricket
on. Do something else, Max. Occupy yourself.
I will go instead of sitting at home on my freaking ass.
Well, you're sitting on your ass at the AFW doing nothing. You're a spectator.
Don, if I may, not because he's Max. It wouldn't matter. If someone wants to go and watch the AFWL, that's... They can go and watch the AFWL. I'm only asking, is a number of people watching it on the television, how is its ratings going? And is it... Well, that's all I'm asking. So, and the number of people, when we speak about AFWL, Don, and you're one of them, that say, oh, wow, you want to see what's going on inside the organisation. Now, I'm only just... bringing this up, I don't know, but we're only responding to a lot of inquiry and mail we get about this.
Well, a teammate of mine, his daughter, played AFW. He questioned her. He said to him, I watch you come off the ground. You walk off the ground with two of your teammates. Three of them walk off together. They don't shower. They just come, put their clothes on and come home because they're scared of being victimised. Then I was at Mount Gambier. This is my experience. I was at Mount Gambier show jumping. We use the football rooms at Mount Gambier to shower and whatever else. When we compete down there, we compete over Easter. I went into the social club where we have our... I said, oh, you're doing up the shower rooms. She said, yes, it's costing us a lot of money because we're now male. I've never experienced this before. But we as males shower in a block, have a block of showers, don't we?
About what we have done?
We have a block, and there are shower roses in each of those, and shower outlets in each of those blocks.
Shower roses, yes.
So it's transferring from
communal to private. For women, just let me finish. For women, they have now put in cubicles. For women to play, they've gone to more expense. Now, women shower in cubicles.
Why?
I don't know, John. I'm asking that, whereas we as males just take it for granted. Oh, yeah, we go even swimming pools or whatever, just a block of showers. There's no cubicle as such.
Why do the women want cubicles?
I don't know, it's just my all friend. Women? I do not know. That is an observation.
Well, maybe some of them
maybe
some of them might be transgender, or
I don't
and then
know,
you've actually
John.
Got biological males in with the women.
But
on
even
the basis
the football
of the fact
clubs
that
are going to more expense to set up the cubicle side of things.
Would you not want more privacy?
Well, what about there's a difference between male and female. I just said to you, Max.
No, I would want privacy.
If I
was with 30 other men, I would want. I didn't know, especially in a communal pool, I'd want my privacy.
Come on, man.
Are you precious or not?
Yeah, no.
What have you raised here?
What's that?
I said, what have you raised here?
Oh, now we're on to parental.
We're on to influence and asking you about your.
What? Do you think this is a subject?
You've raised something
so when
that's
I'm,
real precious.
So when I'm...
Precious.
When
precious.
I'm, for want of a better word, when I'm raising Max, I sit him down and we talk about a whole lot of things and I say, and if you ever have to go into a shower, make sure that you don't go into a cubicle.
If you were around in his life,
I didn't know
more,
he went into
a... He would rub off little things... conditioned children.
You're eating again.
Of course I am. There are nice health things.
Don, please don't eat on microphone. This is what annoyed the shit out of people, and I've already had that conversation when we opened up. And you take this as my point you make. What are you pointing at?
It's a very nice bracelet, Don.
My granddaughter made this. I should have worn my other one.
It's good. Where's your watch that you should be pointing to?
There we are. We just branched right off onto irrelevant shit, Don. I asked you to start with, please do not eat while you are doing the podcast. And
well, you're a control freak. You love it.
Don, I respond to people like Luke and Anthony, who we gave a shout out to, and anyone else that listens. Florinda. Max remembered Florinda. I reckon you might have just followed
Who's
her.
Florinda.
Who's Florinda? Florinda is the woman. I think it was a woman. I'm saying it was a woman. I looked at her, and I gave
you looked
sized,
at it.
I sized her up and down, and I can tell she was a woman.
How do you know?
Well, she had, I think she had, she had Bristol areas.
You
that
can
I,
have them in hand.
I just shut up. You wait till where I get onto the, do you know, in gender reassignment, look, this is what's going on. They've given, the woke have given new words to the names penis and vagina and breasts. They have come up with new words that now are transcend both sexes because they say the fluidity. What about the all-girls school? Did you see that in the paper? An all-female Melbourne private school has stopped calling their students girls or ladies to support gender fluid pupils.
Yeah.
So what, and then someone very cleverly said in a tweet, they said, there's no point referring to the school as a girls' school then if you're not going to identify that they're girls or ladies. For gender fluid pupils, they now have cancelled calling the students girls or ladies, seeing as they're the only biological humans that go to the school.
So that's the term that they use, gender fluid pupils.
Yes.
That's the term they use instead of girls and ladies.
Well, I'm more interested. You started with names, alternative names for breasts and penis. Will you go down that track instead of wandering off the subject?
Okay. Well, I will.
Come on, refer to your notes. Don't look at your phone.
But this is where it's on here, Don. It's on.
Oh, God.
Don. It's on. This is what it says. I'll tell you what
God,
it is.
God, I wanted to talk about Jacinta Price.
Well, you can talk
boats,
about. Hang on.
Women's football.
Here, this is.
Hey, what about women's football? They're on a minimum wage of 70. Can you believe that? $70,000 a year. Where is
Don,
that money going
to
come
very
from?
Very happy to get back right. I just finished what
come
you
on.
Asked. You asked me. What were the other names for a penis and vagina?
You said it. I am now following up.
Well, this is what the people who are into gender realignment or reassessment want you to call those particular parts of your anatomy. Some are peculiar to women, some are peculiar to men.
Come
that
on.
Is biological men. They say now we'll just cover them all by calling them bits, junk, equipment, the back hole, the front hole, the sweet spot, the innie, the outie, and the...
Well, that's all crude.
And the package. That comes from an official... The package, Max.
What's the package, Max?
The package is your lunch. Is your anatomy.
Your lunch.
The lunch. You've never been kicked in the lunch, Don? That's, you know, the steak and two veg?
What?
Oh, fuck. That comes from a thing called CrowdStorm. That is a group called CrowdStorm in the States who now want gender diversity to be known. All the bits and pieces that you call on your anatomy that are biological parts of your body, they want to be called bits, junk, equipment, back hole, front hole, package, innie, outie, and sweet spot.
Okay, let's get on to something more relevant, please.
No, but you asked me. You asked me about the girls' school being now for gender fluid pupils. I mean, seriously, how cowardly are the people who run that school to tumble into that pandering to those that sort
okay,
of nonsense?
I, okay, let's change.
They're just
subject.
Cowards.
Okay, I watched YouTube the other night, and Nick Riewoldt is on a. It's a Fox show he's on.
They're
replaying. I don't know what it's called, Max. I just saw it. And he was talking about... Now, Max, you're a young fellow. You're younger than this particular fellow. And he was talking about the lack of support that his teammate Fisher received. What's his Christian name?
Sam.
Sam Fisher received from the AFLPA, the football community maybe in general, with regard to the strife that he's in at the moment. I could not believe, now Max, you comment on this, being a younger person, from where I come from and in my age group, you make choices in life. You make choices in life, and depending on those choices, it has an eventual effect upon where you go or whatever. Now, you can drink, you can smoke, you can do drugs, you can do it, but look out for the ramifications. He believes that Sam Fisher should have been helped more by the AFLPA.
When?
with the problem that he is going through at the moment, obviously he's involved very heavily in the drug scene.
But
where do these young people get on and off? When I look at these young footballers nowadays, they're snapped up as young boys straight out of school. They have a pampered life at school. Mm. They then are lucky enough to be drafted. They have a pampered life whilst they're in the football community. They've got an unrealistic expectation of life when they come out. Then that is called reality when your career is finished. When do you, and there are some of them that come out of it very well, there are others that can't handle it. Do you think that these fellows should be looked after by others, they're responsibly shoved onto them if you're in that situation?
Well, first of all, that's very well said, and those are all very good points. One thing I'll just ask is, when did Riewoldt say that Fischer should have received help? Is it after his playing career, or the time now where he's been arrested?
Well, I don't know. No, this is what he was saying, obviously, through his...
You watched it, didn't you?
I watched the... Well,
you watched Riewoldt, did you?
Yes.
So he said, Sam Fischer, the AFL should have helped Sam Fischer,
AFLPA.
As apropos to Max's question.
The Players Association.
Yes.
What? Okay, so... I think there's an old analogy. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, or something like that. What is it?
Make it drink, yes.
Make it drink, right. You're absolutely right. Being a Geelong Grammar, I was not privileged enough. I walked...
You were privileged.
No, hang on. Let me finish.
You went to Geelong Grammar.
I went to Geelong Grammar. There was plenty of scholars there, a pair of athletic scholarships for boys that are now in boys, what? Men.
Pupil realignment.
That are in the AFL. Some of them have done well for themselves. Others haven't. They are pampered. They don't know much when they go into the AFL. They're just there to play football. They don't take their academics too seriously. I know one instance where a boy actually burnt his books after his exam after 5 minutes. They live and breathe football, and they don't think about the repercussions of life after football. There's only so much you can do to help someone through that journey. But they guarantee, as soon as they're drafted, if they're drafted in the first round, you are likely to get 5 years minimum in the AFL.
Anyhow,
At what, 100,000 plus a year?
Around that. It's ridiculous.
Sam Fischer is very unfortunate what's happened to Sam Fischer, but...
But John, you make choices in life. You made a choice, and that was to stop drinking.
Hang on, Don. I was going to compliment your point. Sam Fischer, it's unfortunate what happened to him, but he must have realised when he started to import, allegedly, cocaine or heroin or whatever he's been accused of, and he's in remand at the minute, so it must be pretty serious. He must have realised that this is probably not a good avenue to go down. Having said that, if the AFL are very at the drop of a hat, counsel and put people into rehab and have psychologists and analysts come and help people who get onto drugs and various sorts and have domestic violence and drink driving, they fall over themselves to be so politically correct. Maybe they ignored this man. I don't know. That's what Riewoldt might be saying.
His point, though, isn't with the AFL, it's with the Players Association, which I can see why he's said that, because the players that you play with, especially at your own club, and you make friends at other clubs that get traded,
Yes, but they might not want to dob him in.
Max, I was given, and I'll attribute this to a lady called Carol Bussell, the late Carol Bussell. She was the wife of Norm Bussell, who played with me at Hawthorn. She said at the time when we were playing back in the early 70s...
What'd she say, Don?
We are very lucky to be doing what you're doing. You know, very, very lucky to be doing what we're doing. Like it was a very, very well-paid second job.
Absolutely.
Yes, Don, and you were lucky. You were lucky. You kept.
So was. Oh, hey, no argument.
No.
No argument. No. Very, very lucky, John.
How has your life turned out? Because you were champion. AFL captain. Listen,
the football club got me my first job. You have been looked after
in the fashion industry.
No, as a clerk at the Melbourne City Council.
You're a clerk at the Melbourne City Council. They got you that job.
Yes.
Gee, they've aimed high. What did you do there? Well, parking tickets? What did you do?
We were a gopher.
Looked out of hall hiring, hiring that town
hall. Hall hiring?
One of my jobs.
Jeez, well, man, oh man. How many halls did you hire a year? How was that an intricate
well,
job?
An upper and lower hall at Melbourne. Did you realise that?
Ooh.
Oh, Max.
An upper and lower hall?
Yes, there's upper town hall and lower town hall.
And which was the most traffic went through which hall?
It's an interesting one because one was for kind of concerts and things. The one downstairs, you do use.
And you got involved in that. And what did you? Did they barter with you about the cost of the hall? And you
no,
say, "Oh no, the council, no, the council
no
is
bartering.
Rigid
that
here.
Is that is the cost."
Carnage alert to come up dealing.
And you wouldn't realise.
When did you get into the fashion?
They've got an organ there as well. An organ.
On that note, we're going to just... We're coming back because...
What was his point?
Coming back with the organ.
People hire the organ to play. Did you realise that?
Anyone ever hire your organ to play it? The old pink oboe. Now, Don,
his point, though?
The pink oboe... We're coming back, Max. We're going to take... Because Don says
control freak.
Don says the attention span of the listener, we've overrun it.
Well, you should pick this up when you're walking around the fruit market or the bloody supermarket looking for attention. Ask some of those people what they think of the length of the podcast. Luke, is it? Your mate Luke?
What was all that, Don? I'm sorry.
Luke.
We've just gone... I tell you why we're stopping it. You've got the concentration span of a whip fly.
To talk about
and, we're coming back. Mate, we're coming back. We're coming
Dream
back.
Time.
We're coming back. If I could just work out what I'm playing here.
Don't have a headache.
I'm open around the streets late at night.